Coming from the Sugya of Zablov, from yesterday we just discussed quickly, we set up the Sugya, how much is Zablov more related to based in Kavua, or is it more related to Kibulayu? Is it more of a set based in with standards, or is it more connected to an artificial form of based in? And we discussed one nafkamina, at least from the Gemara, there was a issue of Girsalis, whether it was Kishaze or Veh, and the Kesa Mishnah and Tosafos Yom Tov argued whether or not that was lichachila, this Zabla, based in is lichachila, or no, it's really only b'dieved, and that might relate whether it's more of a based in kavua or not. The more it's like a based in kavua, so it might be advisable just like a based in kavua, and the more it's distance from based in kavua, it might not be as advisable. And so that's also the explanation, perhaps, of the different machlok, as we've shown him, about the Havamina, how the Gemara initially understood the Mishnah. Now, we read yesterday in the Gemara, we got up until the din of mitoch shezeh borlo dain echad vezeh borlo dain echad shneim borin lan od echad yotza din la miso. Right, so yotza din la miso. This whole sugya is describing Shita's Rabbi Meir. Thanks for reminding me, Dan. This is all Rabbi Meir. This is all within the sugya Rabbi Meir. The Gemara then goes on to explain the chachamim, why the chachamim require what they require. Meaning Rabbi Meir holds that the two bayadinim end up picking the third dain. But Chachamim think that the two Dayanim pick the third Dayan. So the question is, do the Chachamim also agree to this concept of the end goal, that this process, how they think the process should be done, will that also create this concept of Yotza Din Lamito? And Pashas is, even Chachamim will agree to this concept, because all the Rishonim do discuss it within Shitas Chachamim, it seems. So let's read through the Rishonim how they understand this concept of Yotza Din Lamiso, and then we'll see a number of nafkamina that are related to this. So let's begin with let's go out of order for now. Let's begin with Tosfos. We'll leave Rashi. We'll do Rashi number 3.
Rebellious,
is it? So Tosfos writes. Tosfos quotes the Rivan, and the Rivan says Shafilo Hachayv Yifra Baratzon. Even the person who's guilty, he'll pay willingly if he's told to. The Omer Kushta Dainu, and he'll say to himself, they really were honest in their judgment. Shani Ba'atzmi Birarti, I myself chose the Dain, Ha'echad, Ve'im Haya Yochel Ha'apich B'Zechusi, had he had an opportunity to find some innocent argument, so then Haya Ma'apich, he would have found it. The Fumrita Mashra Kach Perish, Shemitoch Shabir Zeh Shalom, Zeh Shalom, I picked for myself, he picked for himself, and he would have found any argument proving me innocent. It would have been equated. The third party would make everything equal. There would not be any slanting of din. And everything is going to be equal. So basically, what is in a nutshell, what is the Rivan saying? Why is this Yotza Din Lamito? Anyone? No one? Yeah.
Seems like he's saying that the Baal Din, at least the one who's Chayev, and his mentality is that this Dain that I chose will most probably either try to sway, or not try to, but he'll do his best effort to bring all the things in my favor. So it must be, at the end of the day, whatever the result is, everything that could have been done was done. So he'll be okay with whatever the accepted.
Exactly. That basically he's a representative of the Baal Din. He's a lawyer of the Baal Din, and I'll think that anything, I mean the Baal Din, anything he could have found, any argument he would have said, since he couldn't find an argument proving my innocence, so it must be that it's correct, and I'll be appeased, I'll be satisfied with the Psak Din. The Dain is, if you will, a lawyer. Who also says this? Rashi?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say just yet. Let's see Rashi out. For now, I mean Rashi partially, right? With Rashi, I think halfway right. Rashi, well, let's leave Rashi aside. Who else says that? The Rush, I think, right? Doesn't Rush also say that? So the Rush, no, you know, he doesn't think the Rush says that. So let's see. So you know, he doesn't think. Eitan doesn't think so either. So the Rush in Siman Beis, he first records Rashi, and he says. People, well, first say what they say, actually. First, he quotes Rashi. People learn from Rashi in the beginning of the Siman Beis. This dayan, this lawyer who was chosen, has to find any argument proving his innocence. The omid bimkomo, he stands in his place, lechapos b'dvarim, to search out, to do research, asher lo kadin, even things that are incorrect. He has to prove his innocence. This is like a real lawyer, like in American law. People would actually do this in court, and if I'm chosen as a dayan, they take that to mean I must be like a lawyer, like in the secular courts, and I'm going to go ahead and do research and find any way I can prove him right, even if I know myself it's honestly not true. So the chalil v'chas, someone should do such a thing. There's no way you're going to try to prove him right with a false argument. So therefore, what does he conclude? What does the Rosh say is Pshat in the Gemara and Pshat in Rashi? That's probably what he meant by Rashi, but not Rashi in front of us. He had a different Rashi, I think, maybe. Or he understood Rashi differently. He says, Aval, im haya yochol lahatos his chaver lekabel svaroso. If he's able to trick his friend somehow to accept his svar, where I think the svar is true, I think it's a good argument. My friend doesn't think so. Then I can start playing around a little bit to try to get him to my side. It's only when I think the svar is a good argument, then I'm allowed to try to coerce him. But afa pishu mesupakba harizer. Oh, sorry, that's the previous line. Let's go to the next one. Amitok shezet beiru mevin dvar of lashiro the miyesho shum tzad zechus nosiv nosin im chaveru. Since I was chosen, if there is an argument proving his innocence, I will find that. I will try really hard. I'm going to find it. And prove innocence. Is there a guy ran for Mincha afterwards, guys? Anyone staying for Mincha?
I could.
I have some errands, but I can come back.
Okay.
That's some
what? So. Okay, fine. So again, if im yesh lo shum tzad zechus nos v'nosin im chaver, if there's any ounce of innocence here, I'm going to prove him right because he chose me. So to the second guy, nimsalo nishar zechus nistar. There's never going to be any unturned leaf. Ne'elam l'shneim. V'ashlishi shomei masamatan. The third party. What's the third dayan doing? He listens to everyone talking. The discussion going on. Shel shneim u'machria b'neim. And he's going to decide between the two. V'yotza din lamito. So what do you think for the rush? You don't think he's like the Rivan? Think he's like the Rivan? What's the difference?
The last line sounds like Mari Kosos.
Well, Tosas is quoting the Rivan, no?
No, I mean, the second half of
Tosas.
We didn't do it yet.
Second half of
Tosas. Oh. No, the Rivan is reading as one, but remember the whole thing as the Rivan.
Oh,
that's
whoa.
Why. Yeah, we also
whoa,
thought.
Whoa, we didn't read it like that.
We thought that Tosas had two shots.
Yeah, we thought.
The Rivan and
then. Right.
And then the.
We thought Mashma, Kathapirish, was a different shot.
The Mashma is a different shot than the Rivan.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Whoa, that's intense.
I thought, anybody else think that you guys all thought it was two? What do you guys think?
Yeah,
you guys think it was one or two? I mean, Tosfos. Okay, fine. Okay, that's fine. I don't see the two different Pshatim and Tosfos.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mashma Kacha Perish? Like, you just said what the Perish is. Straight out, that. Like, I don't think, basically, that's why I thought Rivan was more like Rashi.
Yeah, we also.
That the first hand, that. That, like, we were talking about yesterday, is more about just the body being happy as opposed to getting to the, like, the MS din. Like, Mashu Kaka Perishim Tok Shavir Zeh Shalom Zeh Shalom, Shushi Yetzer Vinu Amiso, but all those, that's not, the Amiso, like, at least the way that Rashi explained it, and we thought we were going to say that also, that the point is that the person himself thinks that it's Kushta. That's what Din Lamiso is. And that's what we told the Rashi saying over here at the end also, that you have the two people, that Shushi Shomei Masamatan, Shnehem Umachariya.
So you're saying the Rosh is like the Rivan?
No. We're saying that when the Rosh is also, like we're supposed to say at the end, I'll just assume for a second that it's a different shot. We thought we were saying at the end, as long as you have one person saying Zaka, one person saying Chayev, and then the third person will decide based on that what we want, and that's going to be the din. Also, we saw in Perish Mishnayos and Rambam also, things that, I don't know, whatever. He also has something like that.
There's different two issues here. Let's say two issues, which I think you guys seem to be conflating here. One issue is who the dayanim are. The dayanim, why are they happy? Is it that the bali dinim are happy or the dayanim are satisfied? That's question one.
Why are the dayanim happy?
Yeah. That's the first question.
Why are they happy?
that they were chosen and they're going to find any zechus. The fact that I was chosen, Rashi has those 2 points. Why don't we read Rashi first to bring those two out? We can do that. There are two things about that. Explain. The two questions are as follows. Let me just say that. Question one is, why is it Yatzah Din Lamito? Is it because the Baal Din is going to walk away happy that I know he represented me? Or the Dayanim, since we were chosen, we're going to make sure to it's going to come out to be true. Mitzad the Dayanim or Baal Dinim? Okay.
Can you explain again how you read from
Rita? I think you're right. I missed that. You are right. From Rita, it sounds like, I'm not sure what Nui's saying exactly. Let's read inside again. The Fum Rehito, it's Mash Merkacha Perish. It seems like this is the way they read it. Just the simple reading of it. Shemitok Shabir Zeh Shalom Zeh Shalom Shlishi Yotza Vishneim Ashlishi, the Bach adds in, the Mesar Shas adds in, the Bach, I guess. Vishneim Ashlishi Yotza Adin Lamito below Avus Sheyohain and Shakul below Yarbim Apkin Lechova Al Mahapkin Lezuchos Lehetech. And since we picked one, each of us, and the third one's picked by both of us, the truth is going to come out. There's not going to be any false in the judgment. And it's going to be equal, that everyone's going to be representing there's enough representing the innocent, enough representing the guilty, and everything's going to be great. So he's not focusing necessarily on the Baal Dinim, I guess you're right. He's focusing more on the Dinim. Okay, I agree to that. Good point. My bad, in the reading.
Or the judgment itself.
The judgment itself through the Dayanim. But yeah, it's the Din and Dayanim I'm putting together. That the din's going to come out to be true, the dayanim are going to be chosen,
right.
And it's going to come out to be true. Everything's going to be equal. As opposed to the Baal Dinim walking away happy and satisfied. Mm-hmm. So those are the two basic approaches.
Right.
Now,
right.
Yeah. Now the second, before we start organizing the Rishonim, the second issue that comes up here also is, what's the role of the third dayan here? Is the third dayan there to be machria, like you pointed out in the Perish Mishnayos, and like the Rush? Or no, he's going to be there as well. He's very involved in the Masa Matan like anybody else. Those are the two issues. Is that clear, Gary? No?
No, my notes
are all. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to wait for a second in that third party, but since you brought it up, is that clear, guys? What's the role of the third party?
Is it that for the third party, or the basin as a whole?
That's the two ways to view it. Do we view them now as individuals, that he represents this Baal Din, he represents this Baal Din, and the third party just sits back and observes and makes the final decision, the third party only? Or no, they're all chosen, and then they all work together. Those are two questions. How are they working with each other, and why does it come out to Emes Lamito? I'm getting some blank stares here. Are people not getting that? Should I read inside?
They're individuals, and which side is that? Does that show that he'd be a Machria, or?
If they're individuals.
Or does that show that they're
judge? If they're representing, let's say you want to take the approach that they're viewed as lawyers, but good lawyers and honest lawyers, so then the third party, like the Rush says, the third party is going to be Machria. He'll just observe. Because no one chose him, he's going to observe and make the final psak based on what he hears, the arguments. That's what the Rush says. So to Din, the way he views the choosing the Zabla process is that each Baal Din picks someone, and I'm going to be happy because I'm going to say to myself, well, listen, I chose him. I know the Dayan probably found anything he could find, any argument to prove my innocence, and he couldn't find, so I must be wrong. So Baal Din walks away satisfied, although he lost the case. That's the Rush. Is anyone arguing that point?
Can you repeat the Rush again?
Yeah. The Rush says that each of the Dayanim that were chosen serves as a lawyer, if you will. A honest lawyer, though, that only finds arguments that are found to be true. He can't make up any arguments. So since that's the case, that each lawyer represents one of the Baal Dinim, what's the role of the third Dayan? He wasn't chosen by any particular one. He sits there to observe.
So that's the second part of Tosas.
That's the second.
Yeah, that's
what we so I'll look back at Tosas in a second, but that's what the Rush is, yeah.
I don't know, you can put the same Tosas that he agrees that the jobs of the two Baal Dinim are to represent, in a sense, their job is just to bring all the evidence for each individual. I mean, their job isn't to represent him and try to bring Rayos for their Baal Din. Their job is just to bring all the evidence for that Baal Din and then work together.
Bring all the evidence, but not necessarily. But
Tosas doesn't say anything to indicate, as strong as the Rush, that their job is actually to be lawyers, and it just says that they represent them and then bring everything out on the table. The reason that the Din's going to get to the Emes is because all the facts are out there for each side. Now, one Dayan, his job is to bring for one Baal Din, and the other is to bring for the other Baal Din. But not necessarily that they're trying to prove either one.
Well, when you're bringing the evidence, isn't that basically proving them?
I don't know.
I thought that's a role.
Bringing everything out there to be discussed by all of them.
You say they bring the facts, or they bring proofs. I mean, I think it's unclear for Rav Tosa says you're mehapkin lechova. You're doing research. You're turning over everything you can to find.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I thought it was just evidence.
Honestly, I don't know what the Tosos means here at the end, this second pshat. It sounds like he's saying something new. He's not saying enough. He just says it's equal. So is he saying...
He's saying that the arguments are equal on both sides. You have one guy who's going to be arguing in favor of the plaintiff and one guy who's arguing in favor of the defendant. But not that they're going to issue, that they're going to be totally biased towards that person. Just that they have an understanding of, I was picked by this, by either the plaintiff or the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, so we thought that Tosos and the Rosh were both, you know, drawing a line that you have to understand who you're representing, but on the same hand, you can't cross that line and be totally biased towards it.
Okay, so now for the Rosh, and what you're saying Tosos, so the Tosos is definitely focusing more on the Dayan than the Baal Din, but he still views the Dayanim as representatives of the Baal Din. That's the same as the Rosh in that regard.
Yeah.
They're representing the Baal Din, so they're still the same, and therefore it's very similar to the Rivan. They just argue, why is it going to be Lamito? Is it because the Dayan's going to walk away, and the Din's going to be okay? It's going to be Din? Or the Baal Din are going to walk away, like the Rivan says, and they'll be satisfied?
Right, yeah. So but, the okay. Second Pshat, I think we're all saying that the second Pshat and Tosos, right, and the Rosh are the same, and we wanted to say that the Rivan, which is up until the Lufum Riuta,
mm-hmm.
The Rivon we thought was like Rashi. He focuses more on what the Baal Din was going to be okay.
Okay, so I hear that. So I was focusing more on the issue of if the Dayanim are representing the Baal Din. So now let's break it down. If the Dayanim are representing the Baal Dinim, so why is it going to be Emes Lamito? And that, I agree with you saying, the 2 days in Tosfos, which also go to Rashi, we'll leave out Rashi for a second, the Rosh at least, why is that Din Emes Lamito? Because either the Baal Dinim are going to be satisfied or the Dayanim are going to be satisfied or they'll make sure to find the Zechuyos. But what comes out from all of this, Tosfos and the Rosh, the Dayanim are serving as lawyers for the Baal Dinim.
Does anyone Rivan wouldn't say that?
No, the Rivan, I think, does say that.
He also says that, right?
I think that's why they're all the same to me. Because
right.
My issue is, why is it so important that these Dayanim serve to be lawyers? Because this goes back to the question, how do we relate this to Beis Din Kavua? Right? Is it similar?
It's not like a Beis Din.
Exactly. They're assuming it's not like a Beis Din Kavua. Beis Din Kavua, no one represents me. They're not lawyers. They're objective Dayanim who are sitting there, and I go present my case to them, and they judge us as a whole. However, all these Rishonim, with the differences, and I agree, there are differences, and thank you for pointing that out, but they are being viewed as Dayanim as lawyers, and therefore it's different than a Beis Din Kavua.
So if we're saying that they're lawyers, then you only can have one judge, you don't need three to make judgment?
No, you have to, in the end of the day, you have to come out this number in three. Not,
yeah, but they're just lawyers, they're not making judgment.
Well, you have to have someone to be machria. That's why the Rosh says the role of the third party is to be machria.
Yeah, but the other people aren't. They're just defending their person.
So we'll see, hopefully we'll get to today, not today. You may not need a third person. Not everybody agrees to that. Maybe you could do away with a third person.
How would they decide?
If the two Dayanim could come to a conclusion on their own.
It's impossible if they're both defending themselves.
Well, let's say I agree, I really can't find an argument to save this guy. I agree with you. Let's say the Dayan says that. So then, it's a good question, therefore, you don't need that third Dayan necessarily. Okay. So that's all the Rosh and the Tosfos, and again, I'm going to point to say it again, that there is a difference. Why is it Emes Lamito? Is it because the Baal Dinim are going to listen, or because the Din's going to come out to be the truth? And that's very important for another discussion of, we were discussing this yesterday, about how one understands the nature of Din. Yeah.
Sorry, where do you see in the Rivan that the Dayanim are representatives of the Baal Dinim?
Because he says that Sha'ani ba'atzmi birarti, I chose him. V'mhayo yochol hapech v'zechus v'ayim hapech, he would have found an innocent argument.
So...
Unless that's the perception of the Dayan, the Baal Dinim, although
yeah,
it may not be true.
We didn't think that when we read it, but I guess we were thinking in terms of like, not, I guess, lawyer versus, like, there's a difference between lawyer and representative. Representative, yeah, he's the guy who we picked. Representative is a much more general, broader term. Lawyer means, like, he's actually, you know, fighting for him.
But what's a representative doing?
Representative just means in terms of, because, like, I don't want to jump ahead, but, like, in terms of the way we read Rashi, that he's also the guy's representative, but in terms of what the Baal Din is thinking, he's saying, well, since I picked him, it must be that I was wrong because, you know, because I picked the guy who I thought was honest and truthful.
Okay.
So if you're asking against me, it must be that I'm wrong.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. I don't like the language of representative, because that to me still seems he's fighting for his Beth. But I hear it. He was chosen by me, but he's not going to really fight for me.
Right.
I'm going to think he is. That might be the Rivon. He might be his perception. It might be an incorrect perception. But I agree. You could read it those two ways. There are different ways. But we see the ideas that are going out in the Rishonim, which will help us understand and appreciate the Nafkaminas when we get to them. So that's the Rosh and the Rivon and the Tosfos. Before we get to Rashi still, let's look at the Nemuki Yosef now. The Nemuki Yosef is on Gimel and Beis on the Rif.
Right, shouldn't the fact that there's being a situation of choosing, shouldn't that exclude the possibility of there's some Kavua in general? Like we were saying before, like that totally goes against the whole nature of the basin Kabul. I think just in terms of yesterday and whatever, like we're saying now, that maybe we want to say Rashi tells us yesterday, basin Kabul is choosing as more as an end, more of an entity.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't like the nature of choosing itself, like detract from the objectivity of basin Kabul, or the essence of the basin Kabul in general.
Yeah, I think
obviously it is going to be in between. But understanding, it sounds like that's totally antithetical to like what a basin kavua is.
Now, again, you asked the question similar yesterday. You don't really know yet what a basin kavua served, the purpose of a basin kavua. If you understood more about basin kavua, it may not be so antithetical to it.
I'm still not over it.
Right. Hopefully tomorrow. I might be giving shiur tomorrow. I might not get a chance to prepare everything because I've been busy this week. So if I do, if I don't, right, Leibowitz is giving shiur. Tomorrow's Thursday. Hopefully I'll be giving the shiur, if not, or Leibowitz will. But if I do give shiur tomorrow, we'll be on this topic of basin kavua. Maybe we'll appreciate some of these nuances a little better. Okay, so the Nemuki Yosef in the back, first quotes Rashi, which we're going to skip for now. And he quotes Perish HaAchronim Zal. He quotes from the name of some of the Achronim, some of the other Rishonim. D'mechevan shebiru hu me'ayin bedavar yofa. Since he was chosen, he's going to look into things very well. V'afilu k'shiroeh she'eschai badin einam emahai livsok adin kinegdo. And even I see that my litigant here, he's gonna be guilty. I'm not gonna be quick to give a psak. I'm gonna wait a little bit, be a little patient, see if I can find some way of proving him innocent. I'll find him some innocence min hadin. And since they're gonna be patient based on the mission of Os, so then we're gonna come out to be done din lamito. That's what Nemuki Yosef says. So Nemuki Yosef, so I think, what is he, in terms of these questions, the two questions we had, we have three questions now, what does he view, what's his perception of the role of Baal Din and the Dayanim, and then what's his understanding of how Emes Lamito comes out?
Emes Lamito is for the Dayanim, I think.
Exactly, the Dayanim. The Dayanim are satisfied. In terms of the role of Dayanim, I think he learns like the Rush and the Rivan and the Tosfos. All those, which is, I was chosen by him, I was a representative, or I was perhaps a lawyer, and therefore I'm going to find any zechus. And therefore, if he's proven to be guilty, I'm going to delay the din to find whatever I can find to prove him innocent.
And then who makes the final decision?
So he doesn't discuss the third party, whether the shlishi is machrir or the shlishi is actually very much involved. So I know there are a number of questions, it's a little confusing, and there are different issues that are going out here. But I think it's clear from Nemuki Yosef, he's serving as a lawyer. And the reason why it's Emes Lamito, it's because the Dayanim's perspective, similar to Tosfos, how you guys explain the Dayanim's perspective, it's going to come out, the Din will come out to be true, as opposed to the Rivan, who thinks it's more about the Baal Dinim, are going to walk away happy that they chose the correct Din. Yeah.
Instead we're going to focus on the representative question, we thought in all instances, maybe you're going to say Rashi is differently, but in most cases, the fact that I'm choosing this person, that's going to be my representative, whatever. But we thought that, actually Jake's idea, we thought that that still, Nemuki Yosef over here is still a little bit different than, let's say, that second shot in Tosos, in terms of what exactly is the process of reaching the Emes Lamito.
Okay.
So Tosos seems to just say that I can get Emes Lamito as long as I have equal people on both sides advocating their sides, and then the third person would be Machria. He says, no, it's because you're going to wait longer and whatever. So Jake wants to suggest, and maybe the discussion there, of what you were talking about before, is the basin in general supposed to be the function more as a machria or more as like a mavarer. I think it's Jacob's lashon, something like that.
Hora.
And over here, he's more focused on. There's more for him. We thought there's more objective truth that you have to get to. In other words, like for Tosos, like how comes like for Tosos, seemingly it would be okay if one person says chai, one person says zakai, the third guy could just be machria and choose. That's it. He doesn't have to like. We're wondering why is Tosos not concerned about the fact that oh maybe more information will come and more because for him because we want to say that for like for Tosos he thinks based on just they create the reality when they give a psak. So therefore, whatever is at in our hands right now, whatever is at the table, once they give that. So their machri, whatever, they give the psak and their machri, and that's it. There's no real objective truth. But we thought maybe for Nuki Yosef, there's objective truth that you have to come by. There's objective truth out there, and therefore it's worth it for you. The Emes Lamisa was getting down to that, what it actually is. There is something there, you just have to find what it is. And then we saw in the Ramah, whatever, in close to the Ramban, that he says that there's more, the more people, the better, also. So we said, listen, if we're Tosos, so it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's two people on each, what's the difference between two people on one side and one person on one side? It doesn't make a difference. Either way, I have equal people on both sides. But according to Nuki Yosef, it would also make more sense to have more people because in that way you can deliberate more and there could be more Mavarer and that's a different way of getting to the MS. So we thought that they were, based in general, whether there's an objective truth that you have to find and therefore it's worth it.
I hear the general chiluk you're making. I see how Tosos and Nuki Yosef are different. I see the general chiluk of the difference between machrir and mavar. I don't see how that's explained in Nuki Yosef and Tosos, though. I mean, Nuki Yosef says it's, hey, Masunim Badin, you should be patient, and you get to the right truth. And Tosos says, no, you have to be equal. You have to have some people on the innocent side, some people on the guilty side, and a third party weighing everything out. Now, I'm not sure that necessarily because of machriya, because they create their own din and their own truth and reality, it could still be because they have to find the real emes. And be mevayer what happened. So I don't know how you get that from the Lashon Tosos.
I think the fact that this is what we were saying. What would Tosos say if right away we get one guy says chayav, one other guy says zaka, and then the third guy is machriya right away? Would that be a valid din? It would, even though there was no deliberation, even though it could be mevayer further. That whole idea of
you could also say the same thing.
What?
He would say the same thing also. If one person was Mazaka
and
one guy says Chayav.
The
MS
is because there's liberation.
But if there's no.
You're not going to have MS unless you're Mavar.
So I don't think I see anywhere that the Renuka says you have to wait. And if you don't wait, it's going to be Mapazid in. Just like Tosa says, you have to be Mahapik with Zachos. You have to turn over every argument to prove innocence and prove guilty. So if you don't, so it's still a good din, but you should.
The last three lines of the Nuki Yosef says that Achash Haim Masunim B'din, right after they wait a while, they ain't posting Osel Baal there. They don't pass him immediately. Haim Dunin did Emes Lamiso.
Right.
Only because of that.
So what about the Tosef? It says Mehapkin B'Zechus and Mechova. Only if you're Mehapkin B'Zechus and Mechova, you do it right away.
Well, we didn't define what Mehapkin B'Zechus and Mechova is.
You define it for me. Why don't you define it?
I don't want to do that.
You would find any argument to prove innocence or guilty.
But that's not how he's getting to.
I understand the difference. Tosos is more about looking at the evidence and the arguments. Nukios is more about being patient.
No, we thought Tosos is more that. The third guy is what makes it MS.
Like the Rush says, it just said, you say, listen, I think this guy's Chai for X and Y, and I think this guy's Zaka for X and Y, and then the third guy's Machria, and that's it.
It seems like you have the equal parties
like
finding the evidence and arguments for everybody.
You're saying that like Tosos holds that the Psak didn't create the MS, but according to the Nuki Yosef, it would be more the Masvah Matan of whatever, like the deliberation.
More objective truth.
In general, that's a true distinction between this MS and Shalom, or Machriya and Mavar, however you want to say it. I just don't see that in Tosos and Nuki Yosef. We can talk about it afterwards if you want, but I really don't see it. I see there's a difference, but I don't see the difference being that big.
We'll see to that.
Okay. So,
it's based on the discussion. Can you remind me what's MS Lamido according to Tosos?
Yeah, so according to Tosos, he's more from the perspective of Dayanim. That since they're going to have, or at least maybe the din, not because the Baal din is going to walk away satisfied and happy, because the din is going to come out to be the truth, because I'm going to have one party fighting for this guy, and one party fighting for this guy, and a third guy perhaps fighting for both people. So it's equal. Everyone has a fair fight.
Has it different than based in Kavua?
Based in Kavua, all three are going to be arguing for both sides.
Okay.
Tosa says one person is going to be for this side, one person for this side. And then the third person will be for both sides. Based in Kavua is all three are for both sides.
I mean,
Because
one guy's more understanding.
Think, if I'm on a, if three of us are on the base in Kavua, all three of us are going to look at both people equally. If it's a Zeb Boer case, I'm going to fight for the guy who picked me. You're going to fight for the guy who picked you. I'm not going to fight for the other guy's side. The third guy is going to fight for both sides. But I'm going to only fight for the person who picked me, and you're going to do the same for the person who picked you. No?
Yeah.
So far everyone holds that it's not like a base in Kavua?
Exactly, that's what it seems. Everyone, so far we've seen some differences in why it comes out to be MS, but in terms of the question of what role does a dying play, everyone says as of now, that's a lawyer type of role.
Eitan and I had a small point in the movie, Yosef, that we thought he went a little far. We thought also he was saying the same thing as Tosin and Rush, but he just went a little farther when he says, like if Tosin and Rush are saying that the Dayanim act as like honest lawyers, we thought that Mugi Yosef was saying like, well, now they act like real lawyers. That even when they see this be chayv, not that Chas V'Shalom like they should, you know, be dishonest. But even when they see this be chayv, then you should still, you know, try and like, you know, finagle something.
It's a good point.
I don't know if that was relevant.
I think it's a good point. I mean, he's taking it even a step further. That perhaps the rush, maybe
so
the Tosafot.
Line to being Matemish, but
yeah, we thought he was a little close to being. You know,
exactly
older,
right. I mean, he wasn't Matan Mishpat because he didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with waiting a little bit, being patient. But he was, I think he was more representing the guy more so than the other Rishonim. The Rush says, once I see it going towards the Chiv, so then I'll just give up already. He's not willing to give up. I was like, it's a good point. I think it's conceptually all the same idea, the same camp, but the Nemuk Yosef just takes it a step further. Yeah, good point. Okay, now... Now, with all these, with all the Rishonim who seem to all agree that the Dayanim are serving to be as lawyers, so it makes much sense, like the Rush says, that the third party is going to be the Machria. No one shows a third party, he's going to be Machria because he has no one to represent. And that's what Perish Mishnayos says also. Perish Mishnayos, on this Mishnah, where'd he go? He says, "Kishnei ha-dayanim heim sheborin hashlishi." The two dayanim pick the third. The fisha dayin sheyivor ha-echad min hasheni bali din and yahapech b'zechusa. Whichever dayin, the chena dayin hasheni yahapech b'zechus bali din hasheni. The Perish Mishnah is also the Rambam writes that each dayin gonna be mahapech in the zechus of the bali din who chose him. The hashlishi yachriya b'neim. The third party is gonna be machriya. He's not going to go with either party. So this Lashon Machriya, you can understand really in two ways though. Does he really mean the Machriya like the Rush says? The Rush says the third party takes a back seat, observes what's going on, and makes a final decision. It's possible the Perish Mishnah doesn't really mean what the Rush means. He thinks this third party is going to be Machriya in terms of it'll be an equal fight, but he's going to be very much involved in the fighting. So, but I think either way, however you understand it, it's still along the same lines as the two original Dayanim are going to serve as lawyers. So that's basically the consensus right now in the Rishonim. Let's look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Yotze din emes lamito, ditsaisi bali dinim disavra chayiv, hayre ani ma'atzmi berarti hayachad. The Bali Dinim are going to be happy. They're going to walk away and say, listen, I was chosen. I chose this Dayan, and I knew he would have fought for my case. If he found an argument proving my innocence, he would have. And since he didn't, I must be guilty. That's basically what the Rivan says. The Rivan, I think, was a relative of Rashi. Grandson, maybe? I don't know exactly. So that's the Rivan and Rashi. Now, Rashi goes on and says a few extra words. He says, Vadayonim. And the Dayanim are also very happy to they walk away. It's going to be the MS because they're going to also find any argument that's going to be innocent and they'll create a MS Lamito. So what does Rashi mean here? The Dayanim, that Mipnei Sheshneim Beruram, that they were both chosen. How do you guys understand that? You know, Eitan and Gary were discussing this morning. What do you mean they were both chosen? So both chosen could be understood. The way Eitan understood it was that we discussed that they have the ability to passel other people's dayanim. The Mishnah says, that, according to Rav Meir, which we're working with Rav Meir here, you could passel, this is, we didn't do this yet, but the second part of the Mishnah, I could passel your dayan, you could passel my dayan. And for Chachamim, I have to bring evidence in order to passel your dayan. If I have evidence, I could passel. The very fact that I didn't passel your dayan when you chose him, you chose a dayan, I could have disqualified him, but I didn't. That was, in essence, me choosing him also. So he's like, hey, both guys like me. No one knocked me out. And the same guy, the other guy also. I was chosen by this guy, but the other guy didn't reject me, so he must also like me. So in the end of the day, all the Dayanim are going to be fighting for both sides, because everyone was chosen. That's how Eitan wanted to read it, correct? So I'll read that inside again. V'hadayonim ba'asma nochadaitan. They're also very satisfied with them being chosen. L'hapich b'zechus shneim. To find the innocence for both parties. Mipnei sheshneim b'yirum. Because both parties chose them. So they're not serving so much to be lawyers. Or if they are lawyers, they're being lawyers for both sides here. That's what Eitan wanted to read. I think it's a very good reading. Not the only reading though.
No, I mean, I saw it. The Dayanim are they want to fight for who were, for the people that they, you know, that they were chosen by. It's kind of like an ego boost, you know. Not they're happy that like the other Baal didn't passel them. No, they're happy that they were chosen by their Baal Din, and therefore because of that it's like an ego boost, and therefore they're gonna do as much as they can to fight for.
I agree to the ego boosting. That's not the chiddush. I agree to that. No, but the question is, who are they fighting for? So the lashon is shneihem. Beruram sounds like they are both chosen. Or they both chose them. So, Eitan thought to explain, which I think is a good reading.
One of them has to be a chayv, one of them has to be zayin.
I know, but I'm going to find both, and whatever innocence I can find, I'll look at both of them equally. Obviously, one of them is guilty, one's not. But I'm going to look both into both very carefully to find any zechus I can. Now, the other way to read it is, shneim doesn't mean like we are both chosen by them. It means both people were chosen by two other people. But not that both people chose each dayan, one guy chose me, one guy chose him. We're both chosen by those two people, but respectively. And then it will be representative and it will be viewed as lawyers. Exactly. So that's the other way to read Rashi. I didn't find anybody who really discussed it, but those might be two readings in Rashi. What comes out here also for the question of why it's going to be emes, that question we saw a number of Rishonim, is it emes because the Baal Dinim walk away, like the Rivan, they walk away happy. Listen, if he found the Zechus, he would have, so I walk away satisfied. The Baal Din's happy. Or is it because the Din is going to be MS? Because the Din's going to be MS because they're going to be patient like the Namuk Yosef, or because there's going to be equal Dayanim there sitting? Is it all about the Din, or is it all about the Baal Din? And Rashi seems to say both. Rashi says that on one hand, the Baal Din's going to walk away happy and satisfied, and on the other hand, the Dayan is going to be happy, and he's going to find the din to be emes. So both parties are going to be happy. So let's just talk about, just for the last few minutes, what exactly that means about this machlokes. Again, everyone seems to, in terms of the question of the role of the Baal Din, or the Dayanim rather, everyone right now agrees the role of the Dayanim is to represent the Baal Din, except for one reading Rashi, perhaps. They're lawyers. Dayanim are lawyers in the Zavla case, and they're far different than a based in Kavua. Now, the question now that we've been dealing with, how do you come to this conclusion of emes? Is it because the Baal Din's happy, or because the Din is going to be true? It's going to be true. That gets back to a broader discussion of how we view Din in general. What's Psak Din? Is Psak Din kind of what Yoni was getting at? I'll use different terminologies. Is Psak Din emes, or is it Shalom? When I'm creating a Psak Din in Beis Din, is it I'm getting the truth? I'm being mevar. Like you want to say what happened, I'm looking at all the evidence and the facts. I want the din, emes? Or am I being machri? I want shalom. I want to satisfy the Baal Dinim. Have them happy. I want to make peace. Of course I want emes. If I can't accomplish the emes, at least I can accomplish some shalom. And then walk away happy. And it's a big discussion in terms of pshar in the first parak. When I give a compromise between two parties, they're fighting, okay, let's just split it even. You get half, you get half. It's a pshara. How much is that MS? How much is that Shalom? That's a big discussion. The Gemara discusses those terminologies. Here too also, the Rivan says that the Baal didn't walk away happy. That's what Emes Lamito means. They walk away happy, that's Shalom. The Tosos, who says, no, the din's going to be true. And then the Muk Yosef says, because you're going to be patient, the din's going to be true. It's because it's about Emes. We don't care what the Baal din, whether they're happy or not, about Shalom. We care about getting the fact in. We want to know the facts. If we're patient, we're going to come to get the right facts. If we have an equal number of parties, like Toso says, we're going to get the facts. We're going to get the psak din. And then Rashi seems to say both of them are true. On one hand, the Baal Dinim are going to walk away happy and appeased and satisfied with psak din. There's going to be Shalom. And on the other hand, the Dayanim are going to be very happy that they were chosen, and they're going to fight hard to get the real facts and to get the real din in Emes. So perhaps two Dinim exist in Rashi. Within that question, how do you din? Is it about Shalom or is it about Emes? So I guess Sunday we'll go weiter in the Rishon. I guess the Rambam is the only one we have left to do in terms of the Shita, the Rambam, where how he understands Yotza Din Lamito, and then we'll go through a number of Nafkimina. All right.